Chapter 7. Holding the Baby. Dante. I didn't know what Dad was thinking as he looked down at the crying baby. Almost as soon as he picked it up, it laid its head on his shoulder and stopped crying. "Why did Melanie leave her baby here?" he asked me slowly. I kept my eyes on the carpet as I spoke. "She said she's not managing, and she said that I'm the dad." There was a long, long silence until I raised my head. Dad was staring at me with his mouth wide open. "This is your daughter?"
"I don't know. Yes?"
My voice was very quiet.
"You stupid bloody idiot,"
Dad said. His voice was too soft, too quiet.
"You stupid."
He couldn't even look at me.
"How could you be so stupid?"
Now there was fire in his voice. "I never worried about you. Your mum always said that Adam was the dreamer and that your head was in the right place. I'm glad your mum isn't alive to see this." His last sentence cut me more deeply than anything else he'd said.
"I don't know what to say," Dad began. "I wanted you to become somebody, not have a kid at 17.
He looked down at Emma. "So her mom has left you holding the baby." He gave a hard smile. "Have you held your daughter yet?" Scared that I was going to drop it, I took it from Dad and brought it closer to my chest until its soft, smooth cheek was against my shoulder. It smelled of baby cream and milk. Its body was warm against mine, and its hair was soft against my neck. And I hated it. Dad sat on the sofa. "Now tell me everything. Everything that happened this morning." When I finished talking, he shook his head again. He was more than angry. The angrier he was, the quieter he got.
"Were you and Melanie sleeping together often?"
My face began to burn. This wasn't the kind of conversation I wanted to have with my father. "No, it was at Rick's party, and we'd both been drinking."
"So you weren't too drunk to have sex, just too drunk to use a condom?"
"I've only had sex once, and that was with Melanie," I said again.
"Once is enough," said Dad. "Don't you know how babies are made?"
"Yes, Dad, but
I thought that Mel must be on the pill or something like that." "It takes two to make a baby, Dante."
"What am I going to do, Dad?"
My voice shook as I spoke.
"How can I look after a baby if I'm going to university in a few weeks? Maybe someone can adopt or foster it."
As soon as I spoke, I knew that I'd made a mistake in saying the words aloud.
"You'd give away your own baby because this isn't a good moment for you?" asked Dad.
"Adoption means you'd lose your own daughter forever."
"Is that what you really want?"
"Yes, I'm 17 years old."
I felt guilty, but the kid in my arms was like a wall between me
and the rest of my life. Your daughter can't be adopted or fostered unless Melanie agrees, and you don't know where she is. So, you don't have many options, Dad said slowly. Dad, I have no money, no job, and I've only just got my A-level results. What can I give a baby? The same thing that I gave you and your brother. A roof over your head, food on the table, and being there for you both. That's more important than you can imagine. But I didn't really hear him, and he wasn't listening to me. So will you look after the baby while I go to university? I asked. Dad gave an ugly laugh. How can I work full-time and look after your daughter at the same time? How can I go to university and look after a baby at the same time? You can't, said Dad. Well, what do I do now? Grow up. Emma's yours for the next 18 years. Get a job and look after your family. Family? Dad and Adam were my family. I didn't want or need anybody else. This baby would never belong here. I wanted to punch the walls until blood came from my hands. Look at your daughter, Dad said. It was the first time that I looked at it properly. It had black hair, and its face was round, with fat cheeks, smooth skin, and a little pink mouth. Such a lot of noise could come from that mouth. Did Dad think that I'd suddenly realize just how much I loved it? Well, I did not. I felt nothing. And that scared me more than anything else.